Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We hope you're all listening out there at AM 1570 to our wise conversations around here as we get into almost baseball season. Basketball now over, you know, at least for the Terps at this point. A lacrosse season sort of rolling in. And, of course, the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes that never seem to end. But Springsteen's coming to town in a couple of weeks, and we're getting ready for that. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour in two places beginning on April 5th to celebrate opening day, to celebrate Springsteen, the Eagles, the opening of the new arena, the whole deal. We're going to be at Costas on the 5th, celebrating 50 years of the Maryland Lottery. Costas was an original lottery distributor of tickets in 1973 when the lottery began. They're one of like 25 left. They're going to be honoring them on April 5th. So we're going to be doing the Crab Cake Tour there on April 5th. Then on the 7th, we're going to be at Fadley's. All of it also brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. 24 months, 0% financing. Even Leonard Raskin will tell you that that's a good deal. Leonard Raskin is our financial insider. 24 months, 0% financing. Leonard, a couple things. I told Dennis this last week. So my wife and I may be in the market to trade in the car, 50,000 miles. I want to get one from Dennis. My wife's looking at a Ford. Her name's Ford, right? So we're like, we've been talking about this. She's got this Bronco thing. She saw one that's Oiler blue, Houston Oiler blue. So I'm like, okay. So I called Dennis, and she's a 31-year tech employee, same company, engineer, the whole deal. And you know, you handle our finances, so you know better than anybody. She's like, I'm going to call the credit union, her credit union, where she's worked forever, and try to get a percentage on a car, buying a car. And she was aghast. She's like, how much? So I got Dennis on, and I literally hit Dennis on the right day. And, you know, Dennis is always up for selling a car over Coons Ford, of course. And he said he's doing 2.9% for 60 months and 4.9 for 72 or whatever. But I went back in her, I said, hey, 2.9, 60 months. She's like, all right, I could do that. So, you know, as our financial advisor, Leonard Raskin of Raskin Global, you'll tip your cap to my wife on that. 2.9, not bad, right? You'd live with that right now, right?
So this is a perfectly financial advisor answer. It depends.
You're sounding like Harbaugh after a press conference.
Right. Well, here's the answer. Let's make it clean, and let's hope Dennis is hanging hard on this one. It's all about the deal.
Right on.
So the question is, if the price of the asset, of the buy, the car, is the same, whether you finance it cash, credit union, or his 2.9, I'm all for 2.9. 2.9 is fabulous. 4.9, longer term, maybe. But if the price is higher to get 2.9,
let's put it to you this way. This is easy to do. You go into a small-time vendor who has a Square machine, and you're like, that widget is a dollar.
That's right.
If you give me a dollar.
That's right.
But it's $1.05.
If you give me credit card.
Gas station's been doing this
all
forever,
the time.
Right?
The answer is, what's the price you're willing to pay?
Fair enough.
You'll generally find, not always, but what you'll generally find is the 2.9 price is higher than the 6.9 price, and all you're doing is financing more at a lower rate instead of financing less at a higher rate.
This is like when they started putting less ice cream, the 16-ounce ice cream became 14-ounce.
That's right.
Literally.
It's called shrinkflation.
That's what that's called. So I want to give you something I did that was of extreme value over the weekend. Okay. Yep. And we're going to have real fun with this because you're my financial advisor. Leonard Raskin is here. Look him up at Raskin Global. He's at Baltimore Pie. I'm going to run the segment like I'm on your show a little bit this week because we're going to have some fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
So this weekend, I had Springsteen tickets in State College, Pennsylvania. So we're going to do a couple life lessons. Okay. So, all right.
Yep.
So, my friend Craig Lusco, who's in a similar industry of views that I've known him for a million years, he's in Pennsylvania, he's a big rock concert guy, goes to every young people concert, young girl concerts, he's got daughters, he's got sons, he does music way more than I do, and he's very open-minded about his music, and he does all different kinds of music, wife like country, the whole deal. I've never been to a concert with him. I don't, you know, I'm a... I'm a solo warrior, Raskin. You know that, right? I
mean, yeah, there you go.
I go to Springsteen shows alone. I move around places. People don't know I go. I stay off the internet. I come back. I put a picture, and I had a good time. So this one, the day the Springsteen tickets went on sale and you hit the lottery for the CFG Bank Arena.
Yeah, yeah.
And you took your tickets and did what a good financial advisor did, turn them into a weekend in Hawaii, I think. I think was what you did with your tickets. So I didn't hit the lottery, this, that, whatever. I'm nonplussed. I knew I was going to see the show cheap in some red states on your side of the political fence where tickets are $50 in Houston and $12 in Omaha and in places like that. So anyway, my friend Craig gets the ticket. The day they go on sale, he's like, dude, I got two great seats in State College. You're in if you want the other one. He sends me a screenshot. I am sticker shocked like my wife by her, right? He sent me how much these tickets were, and I'm like, dude, that's $414.25 for my half.
Yeah.
And it's a nice seat. And one of the reasons, like, I didn't hit Nils Lofgren and get a pit seat is because by the time I pay for the pit seat and take care of Nils' charity, yep, I'm 1,500 large into trying to sit in the pit. And I don't have that. I'm not that buyer. You right. See my finances. I'm not that. Even if I had finances, I just not where I am in my life to spend $1,500.
Right, when you can spend $50, that's right.
Right. But he had the ticket. He's a good guy. It was a Saturday night. I didn't have any other tickets. I said, look, dude, that's a little rich for my blood, but like, probably, you know what I mean? Like, I bought the ticket July 26th, which by the way, was the day Chad Steele threw me out of threw me out of my vocation after 27 years, told me I'm no longer a professional. I was informed by a hack that I'm no longer a professional. But so nonetheless, July 26th is when this ticket was bought. So over the last 6 months, Craig and I have tried to we're stuck with the tickets. The ticket's a $200 ticket online as the market bears, right?
Right.
Bruce
right.
is selling 1,000 tickets now, 1,000,000 tickets in Pittsburgh, Philly, Baltimore, stadium show. Now the tickets that you flipped are a quarter of what you sold them for,
yep,
because they flooded the market.
Supply and demand, my friend.
It's like when we print money, right? When you're going to get
supply and demand.
Take a poke at Biden. You're the Republican friend that I allow to do this. Go ahead. Poke
no,
Biden.
Hey,
printing money, right?
When you give away cash, too much money chasing too few goods, inflation.
All right. So I am screwed into this ticket,
yep,
for Springsteen. One of the reasons I didn't go to Columbus last week after talking to you about where I was going to get wings, right? I never made that trip. Leonard, he canceled. He got sick.
I heard that.
So the show never happened.
I never got
on the plane.
Right.
Brian lives in Columbus, and I didn't even tell him I was coming because I wasn't sure I was going. I never went to Columbus after all the hubbub you and I had in our last segment.
Yep.
And so I'm $400 into this ticket. And I'm like, God, Billy Ehrman's daughter was going to give me $250. And I'm like, I'll eat it. Just go. I didn't want my back, the weather, the weekend.
Maybe he'll
I've seen
cancel.
The show four times. No. And I thought maybe he'll cancel. Right. So I couldn't give the ticket. Like, so I'm like, I said to Craig, look, it's Springsteen. I friggin' love Springsteen. If I'm stuck with it, I'm going to get in the car, go to State College, make the most of it, have a day, have an experience. And
that's right.
And I'm stuck. Right. I'm stuck. What am I going to do? Because I'm healthy enough to go and Bruce is alive and they're all alive. I'm going to get there, even though I'm sort of was like, I'll take the $400, turn it into two tickets for me and my wife in Baltimore and we'll go. Right. We'll go to the arena show.
Yep.
Didn't work out that way. So I get stuck. So serendipity follows me, Raskin. You know this, right? Go up to State College, had a good time, college town, never been there, you know, saw it all, had a beer, watched Duke get eliminated, which was
there
awesome,
you go.
Right?
It's always good to see Duke lose.
You know me and these crazy belt buckles. I picked up this Genesis belt buckle, which is beautiful.
There you
go. This is a really hard one to get. So I'm looking for belt buckles. My son sends me antiquing in Shrewsbury, hometown of Luke Jones. Okay. So I go antiquing and I saw a Baltimore Clippers banner that was $75, which was too rich for my finances. As you know, I didn't buy it. He showed me a Baltimore Clippers bottle opener. That was a giveaway. That's a hockey skate from 1968 with the AHL and the Clippers logo on it. $225.
Ugh,
beautiful item.
Got to haggle on that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I go to the back, Leonard, and there are two items in cellophane paper. And they are marked $5 and $9. And they are old newspapers. I look in the first one, and right on the top, this is what I see. John Steadman.
Oh, there you go.
Says, it says here, the Orioles will win the World Series.
Ugh.
It is the 1966 World Series. News America, my first job, my first love.
There you
right?
go.
This
you
is
go.
The Orioles World Series preview section. It's thick. It's 32 pages. I never even pulled it out of the cellophane until I was with Luke on the air this morning. And in it, I found a whole other bunker blanks the Dodgers game three. This is the day they actually won the World Series.
Yeah.
And this is the cover for the day, one more to go. And look at that blue. Look at the picture of Frank Robinson and Brooks and Boog on the cover.
It's beautiful.
And Bleff. So, $5.
Classic picture.
$5. $5. All right. Now, this was $9. So I spent $14 and I did it in cash just so you, so I can help the small business. You don't do that, right? So this was the other one that I saw. Baltimore Sun, Orioles complete sweep of World Series. Okay.
That's it.
Was $9. Okay. And it was in a bundle. And I'm like, I don't care what's in it. I was in a hurry. I had to drive 2 more hours to State College. My buddy Craig was meeting me in Yoakum Town. We had to get up there for beer and Chinese food and like all that, right? So I just put the stuff in the bag and I rolled out. And the thing that fascinated me, and you're an old fart like me, have you ever seen this cover? This is the morning cover when they really won the World Series. I had never seen this.
There you go.
I was familiar with the McNally jumping into Brooks's arms,
right?
Because you've seen that on the coffee mug. You've seen that on shirts,
everywhere.
Posters,
everywhere.
Everywhere, right? So I get it home, and I thought, well, I have the real one now. This is cool. And then I open it up on the air with Luke, and I will be damned, Leonard, if for $9, I didn't get the real one.
There you go. There it is.
How awesome is this? So this speaks to the love of baseball, my cheapskate, the fact that I got to touch the pennant and I didn't have to spend $75 on it, and the fact that I can now read the entire 1966 Orioles World for $5. And this is like, I thought to myself, $5, if I was in the airport and it was a magazine I wanted to read, a men's health magazine, I'd spend $5. So I just wanted you to acknowledge that
Beautiful.
I've been a good, frugal shopper.
It's a good get. It's a good get.
And then I opened this up and I thought there'll be something great about Aparicio in here. By the way, I know – you know who this guy is, right? You remember him.
The cheapest guy in town.
The cheapest guy.
It's where we got everything.
I knew Luskin would be a part of it, but then I opened it, and Luke and I were doing a segment on the World Baseball Classic, and right here on page 16F, it says, Aparicio.
There you
retire,
go.
Retire?
No.
Louis played another 8 seasons and collected some major league paychecks and on his way to the Hall of Fame. So I love that. Aparicio retire.
There you
go. Leonard, how are you, man? I did college town over the weekend, Big Ten.
Good stuff.
March Madness. I mean, this is – I felt like you. Like, I felt like Thornton Mellon going back to college.
That's what it's all about, walking on campus. You feel like an old young man again. Call me when you have no class.
Right, exactly.
One of the best movie lines ever, by far. One of the funniest movies and one of the best lines ever. Call me when you have no class.
We should rent that and put it on at the Senator one night.
Absolutely. That's such a classic funny movie. Yeah, so
there's
the boy.
There's something about thinking about you in a bathing suit doing the triple Lindy.
The triple Lindy ain't happening here. Yeah, the boy was on a snowbound weekend. It was spring break for Ohio State, except for the athletic band, who was busy in Columbus playing for the Lady Buckeye basketball team, which won their first round game. Their rival in Maryland this tournament. They're number, I think, 2 seed, maybe a 3.
Now they're playing.
They play Carolina. They play the Tar Heels coming up this week.
They play those at Schottenstein, right?
Yeah, and they play there. Yeah, the girls play Schottenstein. The men's tournament weekend was at Nationwide.
Was it the hockey rink?
Right. Sponsored by Ohio State, but not played at, because they want more seats. They wanted more seats. But the girls play at the Shot, and they won their first round, while Maryland was kicking butt in their first two rounds, the ladies, as the men were excused, as the Ohio State men didn't make it in the first place. In the meantime, the other half of the athletic band jumped on a charter jet with the hockey girls, and the hockey girls are ranked number one in the country, went out for the final Frozen Four in Duluth, Minnesota, 110 inches of snow this winter. They had like 20 some from Thursday to Sunday while he was there.
You always hear about the men's Frozen Four. The women's Frozen Four is in Duluth, Minnesota.
It was Duluth,
right?
Minnesota this year. And the Lady Bucks won their semifinal round game 3-0. And unfortunately, in the finals on Sunday afternoon, they took a 1-0 loss to Wisconsin, who won their record 7th women's title, 3rd out of the last 4. They've beat Ohio State 2 of those to get the 4, 3 of the 4.
Ten hockey's a big deal, man, right?
Big Michigan Ten State, hockey, all yeah, WCHA.
Minnesota,
big,
they all play hockey.
Big,
man.
Absolutely. And I didn't know this, watching on the TV to see the boy for 30 seconds or maybe 3 seconds in the band show up on the TV. The head coach that's won the 7 Wisconsin winners was on the 80 U.S. winning Olympic hockey team.
Oh, really? Who was the coach?
I think it was, is it Johnson? Stevens? Johnson, I think.
Okay, okay. I mean, we just lost one of the members of that team.
Yeah.
Dementia and just some terrible, terrible things.
Think
yeah.
about it, man. It's hard to imagine. That was 43 years ago.
I remember that. Like,
so those were 20-year-old kids, and so they're in their 60s.
Fan for life.
They're in their 60s now. That's it. Yeah. Well, I was a hockey fan before that, but yeah, if you weren't, man, that turned you onto the game.
It turned non-hockey people onto
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, it brought hockey to California. It brought hockey to the States in a big way, and then Gretzky locked it up in California forever. So yeah. This year, so the boys in Duluth, and then they're trying to figure out as the game's wrapping up. So right after the game ended, they announced the men's NCAA draw. And he thought he was going to be going this coming week to Fargo, North Dakota, where it was a whopping 1 degree yesterday with wind feeling like negative 20. He lucked out. The men start on Friday in Bridgeport, Connecticut. So instead of going to North Dakota, he and the band jet off this weekend to Bridgeport, Connecticut, for a hopefully 3-4 day tournament. And if they happen to win, which is unlikely, the men aren't as good as the women. The women were ranked number one in the country and unfortunately lost in the final. The men aren't in the top 10, but they're in the tournament. If they win the weekend, the next round is the Frozen Four in Tampa Bay.
Frozen Four in Tampa
in
Bay.
In Tampa Bay. How about that? It's usually Boston, New Hampshire.
You know, at this point. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, well, you know. The Lightning play, they win it all, so why not the Frozen Four
final?
Well,
yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that hockey in Tampa is a bigger deal than you think it is. Leonard Raskin is here. I'm wearing the shirt. He handles money. We're going to get to money and we're going to get to Lamar's money. I want to say something to you because it's interesting to me. You're always pimping your kids' college experience, and we always kid about the Thornton Mellon and Duluth, Minnesota for your kid this weekend playing in the pep band. And we've all seen March Madness, right? And you're like, my kid,
absolutely.
I want to see my kid on TV for 1 minute. We all saw the band leader from Northern Kentucky that was a maniac over the weekend. So
yep.
I said to my wife, I went to the ACC tournament in 1987, and I was literally a guest of Muggsy Bogues. Muggsy Bogues gave tickets to Steve Cerrone from Captain Harvey's, who was my buddy. He's happy with the colors I'm wearing. He was a North Carolina guy. But I remember being with the pep band in Wake Forest and how much fun it was.
Oh, they have a ball.
Kids in the pep band, it's fun. My guy, Carolina Mike Wergo, who was one of my co-hosts and interns back in the 90s, he played in the Carolina pep band. They got to go to the Final Four in New Orleans, like all of that.
It's a blast.
So the memories of all that, but here's where I am. I go up to State College Saturday night to see Springsteen play in their Schottenstein Center, their Bryce Jordan Center,
sure,
right?
Sure.
I had been in there one time in my life. I had been to State College one time in my life. Awful weather. They got their ass kicked by Michigan. It was the Brian Greasy, Charles Woodson, LeVar Arrington, Courtney Brown game. They were both ranked in the top 5, and Penn State got annihilated at home, 38-3. It was awful, right?
Right.
So I didn't get to see the town. It was RVs. The weather was bad. I barely got in. I barely got out. I was going to the Ravens Steeler game in Pittsburgh where the Ravens got waxed. So horrible weekend. And then I had Lenny Moore, Kim Herring, and Wally Richardson, all Penn State and Raven related guests for my show at the bar. It was a very morose bar. But I went up there, didn't see anything. So I go up there. My buddy Craig is like, "Hey, dude, it's a big night in Penn State." And I'm like, "Well, you're damn right. They're playing in the round to go to 16. They play at 7:45.
Right.
Penn State was playing in March Madness." And I'm like, "Yeah, let's get up there early at 4 o'clock. The bars will be going. We'll leave right when it gets lubed up, and we'll go. We're going to the concert." And I said, "I've never been to any." I looked on the map, and it's a little place, and I've literally never looked at the map of State College. I know there's a famous bakery and an ice cream joint, because I had a girlfriend that went there, and she was – all the places she bragged about are out of business, by the way, so
right.
30 years ago. So on the way up, Craig's like, "Dude, it's going to be a big night there." And I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, no, the wrestling.
Wrestling,
he said,
baby.
The National Wrestling Chase
took out Iowa.
Yeah, he said, "This is the biggest night in Penn State wrestling history.
Took out Iowa.
And you know about it. And the kid from Iowa got his ass beat and his mother on Friday night." And
went nuts.
Yeah. So
she went viral.
You love college sports. And when you zip into an Ohio State or zip into a Penn State, you really feel – I felt it with every guy
that
looked like you. With a son that looks like your son at the bar.
Yep.
Every guy that looked like me had a daughter so it was a very.
Well, they might not have been their daughters. You got to be careful there.
I did see something different that made me question in Penn State. But I'll say,
is that what he does with his daughter?
Lines to get in every bar.
Oh,
at
yeah.
4 o'clock, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can't park. We were lucky to get the Chinese food that we got because we couldn't get into a lot of places. I was warned about all of it. But to go and see and feel it, and I'm like, "Oh, is it a game day?" Yeah, it's every day's a game day on a college campus. To your point, every day's a game
day. Every day something. But when we're talking wrestling, Penn State, Iowa, finals, NCAA, that is huge stuff.
You know what? When we got inside of the arena, Craig turned to me as Bruce was on, and he pointed up into the middle of the arena. Okay, in the middle of Bryce Jordan. You've been there or you've never
been? No, I have not been to Penn State.
I had only been there one time to get warm.
Right.
The day I went up there, they were having like an indoor, the cheerleaders were there. Dude, I was 26. The girls were 22.
Right.
I want to circulate and I want
to
be inside.
It's the place
not
to
out
be.
Here getting wet.
Right.
I went into the Bryce Jordan Center and probably bought a Diet Coke for $2 or whatever and walked around.
I thought that was expensive.
So I had been in that building and I forgot how stupid it's built. It's built like the Spectrum. It's narrow. And Craig's like, "It's great. There's only one level." I'm like, "You can't move in this thing.
Right.
You can't
right.
pee. You can't drink. You can't get a beer." I ran into my buddy Ross Tucker from Sirius XM. We took a little – he gave me some peachy Paterno ice cream. It was delicious. So I'm there, and I'm vibing out, and Springsteen's on, and, you know, he's playing his first song. And Craig points up to the ceiling, and I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "Look at the logo." And it's a big Penn State. It's the Penn State logo.
Yep.
And it's on a giant lit underneath wrestling light.
That's
and
it.
And the light comes down from the center, the way the Baltimore Civic Center used to have the light come down onto the ring. And the wrestling logo sits over to intimidate Iowa player looking up and seeing the Penn State logo above him.
From
as he's
above.
Getting bit.
That's
I
right.
wrestled, so
that's right.
Not well, but I wrestled at Dundalk. So seeing this come to life at Penn State, I said to myself, "I'm going to talk to Raskin about this because Raskin knows college campuses."
There you go, Ohio State. They're into it. I don't think they won any of the finals, but their boys were right there hitting it. I mean, it's a big deal. College wrestling is huge, and it's not the for those uninformed. It's not the WWE.
It's not woo.
No, it's like you get down on the boy in front of you and you hold him like he's your girlfriend and then you start wrestling. And it's real. It's real big
I
stuff.
I watched the kid from Iowa lose. Like, it just showed up on my timeline. And I was a wrestler, so I know what it's like
smoked,
to win and lose.
Got
so.
Smoked.
Yeah.
And he was undefeated. I think he was undefeated.
3 years. He was going for his fourth championship. Straight his championship. Mother had never seen him lose.
No.
Never lost in his life.
No.
Anywhere, anytime, ever.
So it's the wrong time to pull that move.
Yeah, his mom looked like really unhappy. So Leonard Raskin is here. You had some things you wanted to say about money and the market above and beyond 2.9% financing over Dennis's place.
It's a good rate. It's a good rate.
The nature of the world right now.
Yeah, I just think
things
people
cost more.
Well, I think we obviously have inflation, and inflation is out of control. It's starting to come down a drop. I don't know that anybody's feeling that drop. You might feel a little bit less price at the pump, although that started to turn back up again. Things aren't good relative to the economy, and inflation is the most insidious tax on the lower and middle class that we have. Biden can talk all day. Democrats can talk all day. We're not going to raise taxes on anybody that doesn't make over $400,000 a year. Everybody under $400,000 a year is not going to see a tax increase. Except the price of eggs is $7 a gallon and milk is, $7 a dozen and milk is $5 a gallon. And everything that they buy at the store is 20% more than it was last year. And although the government doesn't directly collect that money, you lose wealth in a big way as a result of inflation. It's that simple. When you give away money, even though people think they're getting something with all the money given away, when you flood the nation with money, there's too much money chasing too few goods. And why are there too few goods? Because we overregulate business, and business doesn't choose to produce because they're being regulated. Therefore, profitability is down. Therefore, the market's not great. But nobody can escape the laws of economics. And one of the laws of economics and of investing that people don't understand and should is that when you buy a bond, even if that is a treasury bond, when the bond has a long maturity, the only way you don't lose money is to hold that bond to maturity. So if I buy a $10,000 bond and it matures in 10 years, if I hold it for 10 years, I got my interest every year and I get my $10,000 back at the end from the government. But if I want to sell it along the way and interest rates have gone up while I'm holding it, the value of that bond has gone down because no one would pay me the face value of the bond when they could buy it from the government and get a new higher interest rate than I had on my bond originally. So over simple, 10 grand, 5%. I own a 5% bond. If interest rates go up to 10%, my bond's roughly worth half as much. And so no one would pay me for a 5% bond what they could take their own money and give the government to get a 10% bond. So the value of my bond is worth less. And if I don't match the maturity with the need for capital, I could be in trouble. And this is what happened at a number of the banks that we're hearing about failing. They bought long-term bonds because they thought they were going to get a high rate, and it was higher than they could lend money out and safer than they could lend money out. So they put a lot of money in government bonds because that's called tier one capital at a bank. The problem is they forgot the cardinal rule of investing, which is long-term bonds go down when rates go up. And with all the inflation we have, the Fed has raised rates like a rocket ship over the last 12 months, and there's no sign of that stopping in sight. So as that value has gone up as rates have gone up through the roof, the value of those bonds have gone down. People now want their money out of the bank. The bank has to sell bonds to realize depositors' needs for withdrawals, and the bank goes into default. And that's what's happened in California, in New York. And now we're seeing over the weekend an amazing thing where UBS is going to buy Credit Suisse, one of the world's largest banks, for, I think the price is less than half, less than a third, maybe 10% of what it was worth just a couple years ago in the market. So they're going to steal the bank. Good for them, because that's capitalism. But the government is going to bail out depositors at these other banks. And that's a really bad thing, because what that says is capitalism on the way up, socialism on the way down. My opinion about too big to fail is ain't so. If you fail, you fail. Nobody's bailing you out or bailing me out if our business goes south because we made stupid decisions. Nobody should be bailing these banks out for making stupid
decisions.
We bailed
out all sorts of, you know,
Chrysler.
Start with Chrysler, right?
Yeah. Right. Look, they started moral hazard back then, and we have never stopped. And the government picks and chooses which ones get bailed out. And that is pure socialism at its worst. And if we had a real capitalist system, there'd be a lot better play in the marketplace. But they just, for whatever reason, feel the need to jump into every single issue, concern, and magnify their control and power over the economy by screwing with the system. And it's pathetic. It is a pure capitalist, raging capitalist. It's annoying and disgusting. And I wish people that would lose money would just lose money, and they'd learn a lesson, and then they'd figure out what to do with their money for real and be safe and smart. And that's what we hope to help people do, is be safe and smart and not get smashed by the government or the markets because you did something stupid. And people do stupid things deserve to be hit. That's the way it goes.
By the way, Lamar Jackson played for $23 million last year, and he's on a tag for $32 million.
Yep.
Have you seen the Josh Allen comparable? Did you see that floating around on Twitter?
I saw it, but I didn't really
digest it. If Lamar were to
play
with this, he would have made like $63 million, and Josh Allen at the end of the year will have made $160 million. On his side, Leonard Raskin has $160 million.
Yep.
Lamar's guy's got $60 million. And
yep.
That's how out of whack – they were both drafted the same year.
Yep.
This is how out of whack it is when we're watching Lamar Jackson do things here that no guy like you – and I – look, I had Lee Steinberg on last week. I had, you know, dear friends of mine, local friend Chad Wiesling on, talking about managing money and agents and what agents do, but what experts do. You know, what good
experts.
Advice is worth to you.
Experts. That's what it's about. It's not – I mean, I get it. In this genre, it's the agent, but the answer is you need to hire professionals to do their job. He should be a quarterback, and he should have had someone dealing with this. He's costing himself money. He's costing himself reputation. I don't know. He's got to make a choice. I don't see teams lining up to pay him. So it will look like, at least at the moment, it looks like the Ravens are holding the aces and have played a really strong poker hand. And he might have to just fold and take a contract.
Coming back here happy. That's something... You know, Dennis and I talk about that every week, just from an employer-employee standpoint. You talk about the American dream and happiness. We've all sort of questioned, you know, are they really happy with him? Is he really happy with them? Interesting kumbaya for them to come back together again, because that's what circumstances and business dictates needs to happen.
That's right. It's if they were lining up to give him $250 million guaranteed around the league, he'd have something to stand on. But every day that goes by... I don't know. I don't see who's
Well, how about just a team willing to give a couple of draft picks and make him happy?
Right.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Well,
it
I mean,
the
Ravens
Raiders
could make him happy. I mean, Eric and Steve would say, you know, we tried to flood his Leonard Raskin with money last year and hook him up, and we wouldn't be dealing with all this, and he'd be playing for $45 million this year, and everything would be cool.
Yep.
And but you know, this is about the union's very involved in this, man. This is
apparently
it's way more complex than just
that's right.
The internet would have you believe.
They're talking collusion. That's a big, ugly word. And
well, I have no doubt that these men have no integrity. I've seen that firsthand.
Yeah, well,
so
here we go.
Lot of others. So, you know, that part of it I hear on, but the part where the guy hasn't completed school the last 2 years, you know, hasn't been there at the end of the year, runs into linebackers, only one team's ever gotten guaranteed money, and he's fighting against that without an agent. And I'm seeing him out at clubs taking videos, and I'm thinking, if I were looking for a $200 million deal and there were only four people in the world to give it to me that needed
my
services,
the phone.
I would be in Indianapolis
yep.
saying to Mr. Irsay, can I come by and visit with you? I want to be your quarterback.
Yep. Yep.
But that's what an agent would be doing for him.
He's not. He doesn't have one. It's all him. So he's got nobody to thank when it happens and no one to blame when it happens. Look, if you're willing to take that on, God bless. You live and die by the deal you get. And that's how it goes. But in my world, it's exactly the same. You know, I see people all the time that make money, have money, don't know what to do with their money, and lose their money over and over and over. And if you don't have a professional and you think that the cost of the professional is too high, wait till you find out what the cost is of an amateur. It's a lot higher.
Well spoken. And as somebody who's lived and learned in that respect as well, I can recommend Leonard. Find him out at Raskin Global, and you can find him out at the front of Baltimore Positive. Very, very easy to find him. And he'll be finding you for a crab cake with me at some point, because on the 5th, I'm down at Costa starting a tour. On the 7th, we're going to be down at Fadley's for day 2. That's the day, actually, that they're going to be opening the arena, the day of the Springsteen show, the day after opening day. And then we're going to be at Pappas, our newest sponsor. We're going to be – I know you want me to come to Cockeysville, but I'm going to start it in Bel Air, because they have
the new location.
Absolutely. I'm going to drag you up to Harford County, where I know you have clients as well.
We can do it.
So I'll talk to you about the Maryland Lottery. I'm going to have some instant scratch-offs to give away for the 50th anniversary as well. The High Rollers have the $50 tickets, a $5 million a prize for this ticket here. And of course, our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. One thing you can't get from any of them, and I'm never giving it up, for $5, I got the News American 1966 Orioles World Series preview, and that will probably go with me, or onto the wall at least, Leonard. So
there you go.
Well, we all have to value some bright shiny object, right?
Absolutely. $5.
What's your bright shiny object? When you have all the money in the world, what do you do with it?
You enjoy things. You don't enjoy. You enjoy experiences. You go places.
What does your richest client do with their money that you look at and say, that's the greatest thing in the world, because it's that person doing it, right?
Yeah, everybody has their own thing. Look, this is crazy. You're going to think this is crazy, but we have people that have a lot of money, and they worry like hell. They worry like hell. They think they're poor.
Your job is to make them not
relieve
worry.
That. That's right.
Right,
but they just don't feel what they have.
I know worriers.
And it doesn't matter the money.
It doesn't matter the situation. They have
and
to
then
worry
some
about
people.
Something.
Some people have a hell of a lot less, and they are happy doing what they do. Man, it's
that's about, probably me.
Well, in my world, in my opinion, it's about having purpose. It's about having a knowledge of what's important to you. And if it's your money, life is a worry. If there's other things that are more important than the money itself, you'll fulfill that purpose through money as one of the ways you fulfill it. And that's what's critical, knowing what that purpose is behind the balance sheet.
The psychology of money. Where's the psych? I'll leave you with this, because I admitted to you as my financial advisor who, I could always save more money. You know that.
Yep.
My wife knows that. We all know that, right? And I pissed away my Jimmy Buffett. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so fast, never meant to last. This Springsteen ticket at $400, I'll never do it again, right? Like, I mean, literally, right?
Yeah.
I overspent for a Springsteen on Broadway ticket. When he first came out before the plague, and it was my wife and I were like, it's a New York night, it's a Broadway
show. That's an experience. That's what
it's
about.
We're going to spend a little too much, and we did. And that whole night, when it was over with, I came back to the hotel room. My wife's like, man, how'd you like it? I'm like, I didn't have any fun. She said, why? I'm like, it just cost too much. It could not have been worth $1,000.
And that's
bucks,
that's
right?
That's the psychology of money.
So this Springsteen show Saturday night, it was a death urge all week. I kept saying to my wife, I've got to do this. I promise Craig I'd buy the ticket. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not that guy.
Right.
I say I'm going to do it, I do it, right?
Right.
So like all of it happened. I had a great time. I even said to Craig, thanks for dragging me out. It wasn't the worst thing in the world. I even said to Craig, I said, you drove from Harrisburg up and back. I'm going to look at that as $100 expense each way. So I didn't have to drive. So I'm looking at this as like a 200, I was trying to find ways to
rationalize the
How do you think the guy that bought your Springsteen tickets is rationalizing what he paid for yours now?
Don't even care.
Right, exactly. You don't. But there's a point for me where I have a conscience about all of this, and I'm like, I don't have as much fun if I spend too much for it.
So
the
let's
steak
talk
is the
about
steak.
That.
If it's a $100 steak,
no,
or
let's
it's
talk
a $20
about that
steak.
Next session, let's pull that out and let's talk about where that comes from, where that angst, where that value proposition comes from. We'll talk about that. We need more than a minute or two to wrap that in.
Therapist Leonard Raskin.
There you go. Money doctor. America's financial physician, baby.
I like that. listen, this is just about you and me. I just want to make sure you keep me off the cliff.
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
So next week, the education will continue.
We will begin the physical.
There's a whole 101 up on Leonard's website. You can go to
RaskinGlobal.com. That's right.
Learn about it, managing your money. And this time next week, Lamar will still be a Raven, I guess.
I would bet.
Hey, this time next week, we're going to be baseball season. So we got that going on. Hockey playoffs around the corner. Leonard's all worked up about that.
Maybe
find
not
about
for
Raskin
the Caps.
Global, and you can find me. And anytime there's purple plumes of smoke, you'll get the WNST text from Luke. I am Nestor. He is Leonard. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.